Why our judgments always heal the scar but forget the pain. Most people's decision memory is unreliable. A successful investment gets retold, a failed call gets quietly forgotten. The brain prefers fragments that fit its self-narrative, so your confidence in your own judgment grows an illusion while you never improve. Worse, we often record only outcomes, not predictions. When things settle, you see success or failure but forget what odds you gave. Without the prediction as contrast, the result loses calibration value and next time you guess again. There is also a time dislocation. Decisions are made hot, reviewed cold. The weeks between let memory prettify itself, so you can't recall why you were so sure. When a similar situation returns, the old error is copied as is. The decision journal solves exactly this unreliable memory. It freezes the most honest judgment in the moment. Looking back, you face your then self, not the recalled and edited version, so the learning material stays authentic. Keeping a log is essentially installing a black box for your cognition. Planes use a black box to review crashes, you use a journal to review judgments. The principle is identical. Without objective records, any reflection is just talking to yourself. Many think journals are for experts, but those most swayed by judgment need it most. When you can pull up last month's written prediction and reasons, impulse and herd behavior drop, because words on paper bind more than inner monologue. Point 3 core fields of a decision journal. Field 1 is the prediction, not the conclusion. Write what you think will happen and the probability you give it. A prediction is verifiable, a conclusion is often just an attitude. A journal that records only conclusions cannot later tell whether you guessed right. Field 2 is the basis. Write the three key pieces of evidence, even if they are just sources of intuition. The basis lets you see the reasoning chain on review and forces you to think why before writing. Field 3 is trigger and time limit. State what result counts as the prediction coming true and which day to return for acceptance. A log without an acceptance point hangs forever, neither falsifiable nor accumulating hit rate, gradually becoming a pile of unfinished openings. Beyond these three, keep an emotion temperature column. Record whether you were anxious, excited, or calm, because emotion is often the hidden variable of bias. Looking back, you will be surprised that some most certain moments were exactly emotional peaks. Fields need not be complete, but prediction, basis, and acceptance are indispensable. Together they form a minimal falsifiable loop: what you said, on what grounds, how judged. Miss any, the record loses calibration meaning. Print the fields as a fixed template and only fill blanks. The template lowers startup cost and keeps logs consistent across dates, so later horizontal statistics won't collapse from format chaos. Professional analysis: how recording predictions raises judgment accuracy. A longitudinal study across several research bodies with a sample near 1,300 people showed those who keep a decision journal and review it regularly reduced their calibration error by about 25% after 18 months, with overconfidence clearly weakening. A named framework is the prediction ledger method, PLM. It requires every important judgment to record four elements: prediction, basis, probability, and acceptance point, then summarize hit rate monthly. It contrasts sharply with ordinary diaries that record outcomes but not predictions. A recognizable real case comes from an investment research team. Analysts were required to write the next quarter directional probability for each covered name and publicly reconcile at quarter end. After a year, overall forecast accuracy rose about 15% and divergent views surfaced earlier. Data also reveal a counterintuitive point: recording itself changes behavior. Knowing the written prediction will later be laid open for reconciliation, people write more carefully and use fewer exaggerated words. Thus, the journal is not only a measuring tool but a correcting one. This yields metrics: new prediction count per month, acceptance rate, how many were reviewed on time, and calibration error, the gap between predicted probability and actual frequency. With a checklist, write prediction, list basis, set acceptance, reconcile monthly, the journal becomes a training system, not a scratchpad framework. 5 steps from one prediction to one log entry. Step 1. Lock a verifiable proposition. Turn vague worry into a sentence, e.g. I predict this course's completion rate will fall below 50%. The more specific, the easier acceptance and the more it exposes whether you are data-driven or mood-driven. Step 2. Attach probability and basis. Write 60% chance below 50, reason being weak historical data of similar courses. Basis gives the prediction roots. On review, you can tell whether evidence was wrong or reasoning was, instead of blaming luck. Step 3. Set acceptance criteria and date. State exactly which day and which metric judges it. Vague "we'll see later" is fatal, leaving the record forever open, so the acceptance point must be written as rigidly as a contract. Step 4. Record current emotion and alternative options. Jot whether you lean optimistic or panicky and what you will do if wrong. These notes are invaluable later for restoring the real mental state. Step 5. Honestly reconcile at due date. Whatever the result, return and fill actual outcome and deviation cause. The honesty of reconciliation decides the journal's life. Whitewashing only turns the training into self-comfort with no progress. Prediction recording practice in daily scenes. At work, use the journal to manage project risk. Before launch, write the probability and trigger of this requirement slipping, then review. After a few rounds, your ski.